Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining me on WJMM 99.1 FM Central Kentucky Christian Radio. In yesterday's episode, we had the command for us to admonish one another as we continue to move through this one another series. Admonish one another can be as gentle as a reminder for us to act in line with God's word, or it can be a stern warning for us to do so, or to correct and or stop anything that's not in line with his truth. Check out yesterday and previous messages at WJMM.com. You can get today's and the previous 2 days on the podcast tab and the Love and Lordship links, or you can get those and many more at loveandlordship@gmail.com. That's my email. So contact me with my email if you want to do that, loveandlordship@gmail.com. It's loveandlordship.com, which is the ministry website, loveandlordship.com. And you have a watch, read, listen. So we have videos, articles, and podcasts that you can listen, many of them. And again, all the articles have linked scripture text so you can test and see God's word in your life and whether or not I'm teaching it in line. That's my prayer always. Today's one another is one that we would all likely consider a pleasant command and certainly would enjoy the favorable consequences that come with it. At times I feel that I may sound like a broken record, but I'm compelled to remind us that even the most enjoyable of commands are given to help us to be able to follow through in obedience when our flesh would rather avoid doing so or to take shortcuts. Neither are good or acceptable if we are going to be sold out believers, disciples, followers of Jesus Christ. We all have remnants of the characteristics of God because we are created in his image. And Paul reminds us of this in Romans 2, 14 through 16. This is found in our conscience. But that's not enough for us to be able to live by his grace as holy in Christ and live up to the standard we are called to live as God's children and as followers of Jesus Christ. In other words, you and I, even apart from Christ, can show vestiges or semblances of compassion and care, empathy and sympathy. We can share comfort and give help in serving our fellow man. We talk about this in our book, The Authority of Love, second edition, and showing that there are many worldly organizations that do these same things to a good degree, but are in no way affiliated with or claim Christ as Savior and Lord. There has to be more. And as those who seek the Lord and his word understand, the law showed us that while we can, by conscience, do some good things and recognize some bad or evil things, we can never attain unto the full love and perfection that can only be given by Christ and received by those who believe on him. Today's one another command gives us some more insight as to how much more we are called to do when it comes to loving others. And that calling is beyond what our flesh can do. As I mentioned before throughout this series and other messages even, there are at least 11 one another, specifically say love one another, given in Scripture, simply stated that way. There are, however, a few of them that stated a bit differently, and that's the case with our message and command in today's episode. In my own conscience, as I stated earlier, I can love or at least act in a loving manner toward others in my own strength and flesh to a certain degree. In order, though, to truly love like God loves us in Christ, we find that these one another's require a higher level that can only be found when I die to myself, my selfish fleshly desires and expectations, and surrender my life and will to him, to Jesus. Only then can I love to the extent that it is his love in and through me in each and every one of these one another commands that help me to fulfill the second greatest command to love others as I love myself. Every once in a while with these commands, we will see how the Holy Spirit, through the author, today it's Paul again, prefaces the command with something more. That is certainly the case with today's one another, and it reinforces everything I've been sharing about whether we are going to try and do this in our own power and flesh, or by faith through grace, submit to the Lord and allow his Holy Spirit to come through us. This latter, the Holy Spirit in us because of Christ, is the only real life. the real living that comes when we submit and yield to Christ as Savior and walk with Him as Lord. Let me show you what that looks like as we look at today's command. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and I'll repeat it, but I'm just going to start it by reading this part to you. And may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you. Only when we come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord can we truly increase and overflow in our love for others, because He is the source of real love. As you receive God's love through Christ and build your relationship with Him, the overflow of love impacts every other person and relationship in your life. We may stumble and struggle with that, but God's grace allows us to continue to grow in that as we strive. Remember yesterday's message, the Word dwells richly in us as we study it and grow in it. Then we find that more and more we're able to love like He does. As we continue with the one another's of Scripture, we move to Paul's first letter here to the church at Thessalonica, where we find one of the more encouraging commands. Paul very positively praised them for their receiving of the gospel and walking in it, as Timothy had gone to them and returned to Paul with this good report. In the scripture I read, 1 Thessalonians 3:12, he simply tells them to allow the Lord to cause your love to increase and overflow for each other. How's that for an encouraging word? How can we, as fallen human beings who only know love as give and take, actually overflow with love for others? Only as we surrender our lives to Christ and by grace through faith receive Him as Savior and Lord. As we do so, we are not only forgiven of our sins and made holy before a holy God, but we are given the gift and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is how we are able to both be filled with His love and overflow with that love to others. He says all others, not just to one another, but all others. Being consistent, as Scripture by the Holy Spirit always is, He places the emphasis on the Lord and the Lord producing that love in and through us. He even extends it to say, to one another and to all people. You know, that includes enemies. I can't do that without Christ in me. It is the Lord that causes us to increase, be filled, and overflow by His Holy Spirit. We can do this in no other way. How are you doing when it comes to allowing the Lord to increase your love for others? John 7:38 says, "The one who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." This is literally, he goes on to tell us, this is the overflow of the Holy Spirit pouring out truth and love through our lives in the way that we live, in the way that we relate, in the way that we converse, talk with, and share and serve others. That we do that by faith. Faith is not just a moment of salvation, it's a lifestyle. And that's what we're called to. Here's the question. Are you, first of all, do you know Jesus, and are you filled with the Holy Spirit and growing in Him so that you can have that love and then it begins to overflow? Are you allowing His love to fill you with your time in the Word, in prayer, and in listening to God, to His Holy Spirit, so it can then overflow to impact others and point them to Him? Food for thought as we continue and wrap this up. Are you trying to love others apart from God's love to you, in you, and through you? Quit trying to love from an empty vessel in your flesh, your emotions, your attraction, your passion. All those things are fine only if they're controlled by the Holy Spirit. But when we do it in those alone, they end up corrupted and leading into sin. Quit trying to love from an empty vessel in your flesh and allow Christ and His Holy Spirit to fill you and flow through you so others will know God and His love through Christ. Here are action steps again. First two, spend time with God in His Word and prayer every day. Listen to Him. Begin with the scriptures in this message. Two, as you're doing so, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. The third one is take inventory of your relationships. Are they rooted in godly love that is evident to all others? Number four, building on that question, honest answer, assessment and answer, what needs to change, if anything? Maybe it's just simply continuing to grow, but what needs to change, if anything, for you to increase and overflow His love to your spouse, if you're married, children and family, to other believers, non-believers? What about your enemies? Now remember, today's command was prefaced by the Holy Spirit with these words, and may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow. And we have to understand that apart from Him, the only thing that can overflow is more of me, you, us. We want it to be Him, and we would do well to heed this wisdom as we grow in Him and apply the same principle to each and every one of the one another's, so that it truly is Christ in us and no longer you or me that live, but Him, Christ in us. That's Galatians 2:20. That's how they'll know we're Christians. That's how we'll be able to see. They'll be able to see and come to know the only one that can save them and love them. May they see Him in us as His love overflows through vessels and lives that He fills. Now, in tomorrow's episode, we're going to unpack another one of the love one another's and see the need for this same kind of application that we discussed today and what our love looks like to our brothers and sisters in Christ. So join us again. Invite others, family, friend, loved ones, even enemies, so that they can hear more about the living out of the gospel. Our message is we want you to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. And if you don't know, contact us, loveandlordship@gmail.com. But we also want to talk to believers who, in much of our culture today of churchianity, many think that loving Jesus is just showing up at church, giving some money and serving some. And those are good things. But there is so much more in God's Word. We need to know that and be growing in that and helping others do the same. Again, we're wrapping up June and the mid-year fundraising, so we ask you to go to our website, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship, all spelled out together, .com. There's a Give tab near the upper right. If you feel led by the Holy Spirit to join us and partner with us, click on that. It'll take you a minute or so to give one time or ongoing. And if not, keep praying for the Lord to show you who He would have you to partner with so that you can bless them and the Lord can bless you. Also, right there in the middle of our homepage is the icon for our book, The Authority of Love, second edition. Take you to the Amazon page where you can order it. And if you read it, please leave a review. That helps us out. I can handle it. I'd love to talk to you about it. Again, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to engage with you. Thanks for those who have been doing that. And good, bad, or ugly, as I've said many times, it's okay. Love to engage with you, and let's grow together. Now, you can also give mobile on your phone or your computer, cash.app, that's in the Cash app, cash.app/$ love and lordship, all spelled out together with both L's capitalized, cash.app/$ love and lordship, all spelled out together with both L's capital. You can send it by mail to Love and Lordship. Make the check out to Love and Lordship to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. That's 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Make it out to Love and Lordship. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. And now stay tuned for my good friend Bill Reeser and Encounter, great teaching. And at 1245, more great teaching from my good friend Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority